The Damian G Show, brought to you by Anchor.fm, which is your one-stop shop for podcast needs. Find the show on various streaming sites, pretty much all over the internet. Type in Damian G in that little search bar, and there you go. If you all could do me a favor and rate, subscribe, support any way, shape, or form, go check out my last few episodes talking with Coach Sarah about relationships and red pill culture and things that make you think in terms of human-to-human dynamics. It would do me a great deal of love and favor if you were able to support the show in any way, shape, or form. Now that I got all those particulars out of the way, I can talk about today's quick topic. And to be quite honest, it's something that keeps popping up. I did not ask the universe to make me the guy that people want relationship advice from. I don't think I am properly suited to give anyone a how-to on being in a relationship. But it seems that the last month and a half or so, I have become this person that people want my feedback in terms of their dating prowess or their relationships or just person-to-person relationships. And I am just as flabbergasted as a lot of you that I'm the guy people want to come to. But thankfully, when I'm coaching people, I'm able to use not only my own real-life connections, I'm also able to use my clients' connections and my clients' issues and their concerns. And I'm not going to sit here and say that my clients don't teach me a thing or two. But they have taught me a lot in terms of how they view themselves and their own personal power. And I'm getting really, really frustrated around people's wanting to feel justified because another person has put value into them. Case in point, a couple of weeks back, I did an episode about situationships that seemed to ruffle a few feathers. Because some people were like, hey, you know, after the love fades, what are you left with? And I said, well, that's companionship. Love is a choice. After the butterflies and such go away, all you're left with is doing the love in day and day out. Other than that, the romance, the butterflies, the tiny violins, that is a fallacy and a fabrication for the most part. That is something that we have allowed Disney, rom-com, society, to, with everything, repetition in your mind, to believe that that's a true thing, when in reality, that isn't the almighty truth. And again, don't get me wrong, I'm not a genius by any stretch of the imagination. But my God, some of you I talk to, some of the people I deal with, some of the people I converse with, and some of the people I counsel, y'all really are attached to this relationship stuff. Y'all are really attached to strapping your rocket onto someone else to fulfill an empty void that you yourself are trying to work through. Now, I'm not going to sit here and bash relationships as a whole. If it wasn't for a sexual relationship, I wouldn't be here. Thanks, Mom and Dad. But aside from the occasional love story that you really come across, how many of us can really say we were a part of a love story that is straight out of the movies or straight out of the comics or out of someone's fantasy creation with Fabio on the cover? Very rare. So this leads me to talk about one client I have in particular, and they know I'm going to say this, so I'm not violating any trusts, I'm not violating any silences, but this person really is obsessed with wanting to be in a relationship. I mean obsessed, to the point where their love language, they told me, is physical touch. So they are literally going through the gamut of Tinder, of Hinge, of Bumble, just to solidify that need, that incessant need to if I'm dating someone, if they're dating someone, they need to feel the person, touch the person, be around the person. And then I hit them with the question of, do you really want to be with this person? Or are they just filling a void? And then that's when the silence happens. And then that's when the mental gymnastics happen when you're trying to justify your decisions, when in reality, you're afraid to face the truth. And this person is afraid to face the truth. They have one child because they made a mistake. I'm going to say they made a mistake. The person they had the child with was not the most reliable and wonderful and loving person that ever walked the planet. And this is basically a translation from them. And they thought the kid would fill the void. They were wrong. They were wrong that they thought the child would fill the void of loneliness and emptiness and despair. And now they seem to be, I'm going to use a term here that I know Coach Sarah hates, branch swinging from person to person to see if they have the missing piece to fill them up and make them feel whole again. And newsflash, nobody can do that for you but you. I know you don't want me to say it. I know you don't want to hear it here on Damien G, but someone's got to say it, and it's got to be me. I don't know how many times I got to drill this in people's heads, but only you can make yourself happy, truly happy. Only you have the power to create your own version of happiness. And man, this client of mine drives me freaking insane, because every time I talk to them, it's not even about their kid anymore. It's about the next branch they swung onto to try to capture the missing piece, try to fill that void with whatever physical touch that their love language is. And it only leads to disappointment. And it makes me very sad and very angry when I know people do this. Because, full disclosure, as I like to do, I used to be that person. For a long time when I was younger, all I thought I wanted was to be in a relationship. That was my number one goal. So I would literally get with any person that showed me a modicum, a snivel of just any kind of attention, and I would gravitate to it. Maybe this person will love me. They've shown me attention. Nobody really likes me. Oh my God, this is new. What do I do with this? That was the norm for a long time for me. So I understand exactly where this client is. I understand exactly where they are coming from. And don't misunderstand me. There are times I wish I could go back and talk to my old self and shake the crap out of me and say, dude, there is more to life than getting in a relationship. I haven't even broached the subject of just trying to get laid. I'm talking about, I just wanted to have a girlfriend. 15-year-old Damien didn't even know what sex was. I think I did, but not in its severity, not in its reality. You know, again, when you are starved for attention, you'll do whatever it takes. And that's what I feel my client is going through. And I have a handful of others that they are just so lonely, and they are just so... they need help. And that's where I come in. That's where the Yoda to their dating cries comes in. And I did not even attempt to try to solve the problem for them. I literally just take it away from the dating realm and just say, what are you doing for you that's filling up your cup? What are you doing for you that is actually making you a better person, that is filling that void? What are you doing instead of fucking and dating and going from person A to person B? Oh, but, there's always the yeah, but. So I don't know how many other times I'm going to have to say this out loud, how many times I'm going to have to mentally shake the shit out of somebody. Stop putting stock in other people, hoping they fill a void in you. It's not going to work. Work on your inner stuff. Me and Coach Sarah said this the other day. Work on your purpose. Use me as a mentor. Reach out to me. DM me. DamonGShow@gmail.com. You don't even have to pay me just to vent for 5 seconds. Just do that. If you need guidance, just please learn from the mistakes of some of us of the past. You know, I've dodged a lot of personal bullets. I've had a few touch and go moments of, is this the life I really want? And then it turns out that's not the life I really want. Work on that stuff. That's more fun than just, oh, I'm lonely. Oh, I'm sad. Oh, I just want someone to touch me. Come on, man. You're that weak? You're that soft? Being alone and being by yourself is one of the toughest things a person has to do, because you have to do it only for you and by you. And I think that is empowering, to say the least. So I'm just going to ask you all, if you ever find yourself in a situation, I'm going to beg you here, as close to begging as I can do. If you find yourself in a situation where your main focus on life is just trying to find someone, and you put all of your eggs in that basket, it is going to lead you to ruin. So before you even attempt to do that, please reach out to me. Please reach out to Coach Sarah. Please reach out to anyone who's going to slap some sense into you. Some of them might literally slap some sense into you, and that's fine. But you have to understand that there are ways to fill that cup other than having yourself filled up or you filling somebody else. Wink, wink, nod, nod, hint, hint. As always, DamianGShow@gmail.com. Find me on social media at DamianGShow. I am always up for debate. I am always up for conversation. And please, I implore you to go back and check out last week's episode with Coach Sarah and myself talking about dating red flags and how one YouTuber had 16 rules for disqualifying women that they want to date. 16 red flags. That under any circumstance, if a woman has this, that person does not want anything to do with them, and they implore other people to abide by those rules. It was quite the conversation between Sarah and myself. There was a lot of fire going back and forth, some mutual understanding of the YouTuber's perspective and seeing where they're coming from, but also seeing that it was a bit of a harsh take, a harsh tone, and some people just don't do well with harsh tones. But go back and check that out. Find it on Spotify, anchor.fm. Thank you so much for sponsoring this. A big shout out to Battle Club Pro back in New York City for always being such an ardent supporter of the Damian G Show and being basically an advocate for women's wrestling and for just inclusion all around. And I love you all. And as always, without you, there is no me, and I will catch you next time.